like a misdirection play after two possessions worth of powers. We're throwing you for a loop today on Prep Sports Now, recording and posting on a Tuesday instead of a Monday. We apologize for the confusion. Ray was in Massachusetts for Jerry Tarkanian's Hall of Fame induction, and I was just here celebrating a 13-2 week in the picks to catch up to you in the early season. I'm Case Kiefer, of course, alongside Ray Brewer. Before we get into talking about all the high school football action of the last week and going into this week, we want to remind you that this podcast is brought to you by the Zero Teen Fatalities Program. Zero may not be a good number for your football team, but it's the only acceptable number when it comes to teen fatalities on Nevada's roads. Be a zero. Always buckle up. Watch out for pedestrians and don't drive distracted.
I love the Nevada Department of Public Safety's advertising campaign and the verbs, but I loved your, because this is last week we didn't have their words. This week we do, but I loved your words last week.
What was it?
Something like, yeah, real good football reference.
It was probably better than this one, which I fumbled all over the place. Like,
Zero Fatalities, Department of Public Safety. Shout out to them. They make this happen.
For sure. All right, we'll get to last week's games. Some good ones, for sure. I guess we'll start in protest of Nevada, which had us have games on Saturday, because I just do not like the games on Saturday thing. We got a great game on Friday. Gorman went to double overtime.
Double overtime
against Santa Margarita, and one of the best games of the year thus far.
Yeah, the game was on Prime Ticket, but of course I'm in Massachusetts. I couldn't watch the game. Had to follow it on Twitter, which was pretty fun. If you're bored one day and you need something to do, type in Gorman into Twitter during a game and see everybody tweet about it, from people in the stands to reporters on the field. It was a interesting way to cover a game, but those guys really learned something about themselves. Double overtime, quality opponent, back against the wall. Santa Margarita basically had a chance to win the game on a field goal, which they missed, and Gorman ends up prevailing despite giving up 10 points in the final 6 minutes to force overtime. But they scheduled the national games, six of them, to get better for league play, and they got better on Friday. They learned about themselves. They had guys that were tired. They fought through it. They gave up a ton of passing yards, but they prevailed.
For sure. I think that was – I know I'm talking to you, Santa Margarita, you were pretty high on from looking at them. And I think that's a huge win, obviously, after dropping the first national game. Now winning a couple in a row, and they have Crespi this week.
2-1. And the Servite team they beat last week, 2 weeks ago, very convincingly, ends up going into Long Beach Poly, which is ranked high, and beating Long Beach Poly convincingly. So if that says anything about Mountain Point, which hammered Gorman or Gorman. This week they play Crespi, which from what I could tell is the what's a good word to say for a team that's not as good as the other five teams that Gorman's going to be playing? But that's Crespi.
The worst of the group, you think?
Arguably.
Servite ranked ahead of them?
Well, after they beat Long Beach Poly, I would think so. But you only – in your score for the game, didn't you only give Crespi 9 points?
Yeah.
Okay, well – Well, that answers your question right there.
I did very preliminary looking into
Gorman. Okay.
I thought you would know a little bit more. One last question on the Gorman game. It seems like every week there's a star that we – they have so many great players, we can't talk about all of them in any given week. Who stood out against Santa Margarita?
Well, Dylan Weldon had a pick six. Santa Margarita, the wide receiver last name Sweet, I think Kyle Sweet, sets a school record for yardage more than I can't remember now, maybe 14 for two something. But Dylan Weldon gets the pick six midway through the third quarter, gives Gorman its first double-digit lead. Is it wrong of me to look ahead to forget about the Crespi game, but on the 27th they play Booker Washington out of Miami, which is ranked number one in like every poll and has a lot of team speed, and I've seen them on TV, and they won like 50-0, and it looked like the U Miami of yesteryear when they just ran past people.
Hey, the U's back. Baby, they beat up on
I know. Florida. I had Florida. That's why. Yeah. Miami had, like, no offense at all that entire game, and they won.
Bergen Catholic's pretty formidable, too, right?
Well, and
before Booker T. Washington.
I know, but I don't even care. I just want to see the Booker T. Washington game. And Bergen Catholic beat Gorman last year. Is it wrong of me to look past?
Absolutely. Okay. And
in terms of, because I'm not going to the Bergen game.
You're not going to the Booker T. Washington game?
The Bergen game. The Bergen game's in New Jersey, yeah.
Okay, well, I guess, but here's the thing, and I'm probably going to ruffle some feathers, and now we'll have a team that hates me, but...
Go ahead, ruffle.
I saw a little bit of Booker T. Washington, and I know Gorman is great. They've built a great program here. They've done everything right. Mm-hmm. I've got respect for all that they've done, but they are not beating Booker
no
T.
way.
Washington.
They're a huge underdog.
They're going to get destroyed, so why are you...
Are they going to get the... Well, but just because I want to see a good team, and I want to see how Gorman rises up. What if Gorman plays at the perfect game and beats them?
That would be incredible.
That would be incredible.
No chance of happening.
You know, I'm not going to give it no chance of happening, but... Gorman's definitely an underdog. Is it like Paolo playing Gorman?
No, it's not quite that bad.
It's not that bad. Because I actually think Paolo's going to be decent this year, and I think they're going to give Gorman a fight.
I don't think it's as bad as any local team playing Gorman.
Really? No. So you think if you had to set a line on the game, Gorman, Booker T, we're looking way ahead of ourselves, but...
Like three touchdowns.
21?
Yeah.
I'll take that for five.
Gorman?
Plus 21? For five?
I don't know what I set myself up with.
All right, I'll take
that. They are coming here, so that was probably a bad line. I probably should have said lower, but oh well.
It's okay. I'd give you 18. You want 18? I'd give you 18.
All right, 18.
Plus 8. I got 18.
You know Gorman better than me, so maybe you have an advantage, but I did see some of Booker T. Washington. And
they look real good.
I mean,
listen.
Come on.
Okay, and we saw where Gorman struggled a little bit with speed against Mountain Point. And then, obviously, last week they gave up a lot of passing yards. So the defense will be tested, but it'll be a good big game. ESPN, another chance for Las Vegas high school football to reap the benefits of Bishop Gorman doing well.
Right, and getting past Gorman, there were some great games just in town this weekend.
Oh, great games.
With just local teams, I guess the two that come – to mind, or the first one that comes to mind is the overtime game with Canyon Springs and Coronado. Sounded like quite the battle.
And Canyon Springs, we wondered how they'd look without DJ Pumphrey, and they beat a Coronado team that I think is a lot better than Coach Talich wants us to think. Great game. Got to go for two and get the win, and they got the win. And it sets up nicely with – with Liberty maybe being down a little bit this year, with Green Valley being still question mark, maybe giving up a little too many points, and with Coronado and Canyon now being equal, and with Vegas doing good against Foothill, the Sunrise, correct me if I'm wrong, but there's probably five teams that are good enough to win it, or is that too heavy? Or is Liberty still the leader in the clubhouse?
Liberty's still a favorite.
Okay, you talked to Hunky. Tell me, how was Hunky? He was excited?
He was fired up.
God, sure. I love when that guy gets excited.
Yeah, he was excited, as he should be. I mean, the thing is, we can talk about losing DJ Pumphrey all we want and how that affects the offense, but if the defense plays this well, it makes a big difference. I mean, you still got some really great guys on that side of the ball, Rayshon Henderson and A.J. Cooper. And
Diamante Luna. Here's why I think Canyon – if you're giving me five teams to win the Sunrise, well, I think Canyon to be at the back end, it's because they still can't throw the ball. They still have really no consistent threat at the quarterback position. And even if you play great defense, even if you run the ball, eventually you're going to need to have at least the threat of completing a pass. And for me, that's what puts Canyon for me as a – They got no chance.
Supposedly, and neither of us were at the game, so this is just
hearsay.
Account. But Canyon supposedly gained like 400 yards of offense. They just kept turning the ball over.
Yeah, Canyon leads the world the last few years in getting to around the 20 and stalling. Seem about right?
Yeah.
Okay, let me ask you this. You went to the Henderson Bowl. This is the first Henderson Bowl, which is the basic Green Valley rivalry. First Henderson Bowl I've missed in – quite some time, say 97, 98.
I bet you've been to a couple Henderson Bowls that combined were shorter than this one.
Yes, I probably have. I've been to some real stinkers, and I've been to some real epic legendary games. first of all, was it a little different than an average high school game for you in terms of the players' emotions?
A little bit.
A little
bit. Maybe I don't notice it as well as you, or maybe you hyped it up a little bit too much, but it wasn't.
Or maybe because it was the first game of the year.
Yeah, or maybe it's the first game of the year. There was a lot of maybes, but I mean, definitely a little bit. There
was it cool when they went over and picked up the trophy?
Yeah, it was pretty cool. I mean, I talked about this in my story. I think that's what I led with, but it was kind of weird because the stand beat the players for the most part.
Oh, did they?
There were five players over there by the time there were like 30 instigators.
Instigator Nation!
Understandable because, I mean, these guys just ran like for over three hours up and down the field. No one could stop anyone for the most part.
Mm-hmm. They were tired.
Yeah.
Not to get away from Henderson Bowl, which we need to talk about, but the instigators are going green out at Coronado Thursday. We'll play on Thursday this week. Saturday last week, Thursday this week. Instigators all green at Coronado, big game.
I have I would have waited till the picks, but now since you brought this game up, there's one game in the picks, and it happens to be this one, where I just take great offense and issue with what you wrote in our comments.
It's okay.
Coronado says playoff one wasn't a fluke. Who in the world is saying that game was a fluke last year?
They were
the first game was anyone could have won, and I think
the first
barely pulled it out. The second one, Coronado kick their butts. They won by
two touchdowns. The first game, Coronado was up by 19, and Green Valley come back and rallied. Green Valley was the hot team. They won the Northeast. They were putting up points at a massive rate. And Coronado, remember last year, Coronado was like, they had all those junky losing seasons. They were in the playoffs for the first.
I went back and looked. You picked Green Valley to win by like a touchdown in that game. I picked Coronado. It was a straight pick-em, basically.
Okay.
And they're evenly matched. How did you manage to? I picked against Coronado, but you managed to probably offend them more than me, and you picked them. You're telling it's a fluke.
I offend everybody. I offended everybody.
I could not believe that. I also
okay.
didn't want to type it.
Okay. All right.
And number two, I don't think they're beating Green Valley.
Oh, I do. If you didn't learn anything from this Canyon Springs game, is that, first of all, and you saw Green Valley, was I right about that defense, or was Antre Johnson just...
Yeah, see, I think now you're undervaluing your boy, Antre Johnson. I mean, after seeing that performance, he's probably...
He's as good as anybody.
He's my leader for the Gatorade Player of the Year. I mean, the guy just took over. I say inconclusive on the defense. It's not as good as last year, but I'm not that worried. When they really needed a stop, they came up and got it.
Here's the deal. I think Antre Johnson's probably the best player in town. I'd put him, if he's at Gorman, he'd be their starting tailback probably. Would you agree with me on that? Possibly, arguably.
Yeah.
He's good.
Yeah.
He's good. He's the real deal. He's the type of player that could carry Basic all the way. But in addition, besides he and Schofield, Basic is really trying to get some players some experience.
Yeah, that's fair. And Antre's not really polished at the position yet, but man, he's got a better arm than I think people will realize.
If you would have told me that last week, I would have said, well, let's wait till we see it.
But second play of the game was like a 65-yard pass, just perfect spiral in the mm-hmm. air down to the two. And they scored on the third play.
Yeah. Here's the deal. I think Basic Case will be better in the middle to end of October than they are at the beginning of September. Which I think most teams that make the playoffs or do anything worthwhile are better at the end of the year than they were at the beginning. Some are still awful, but for the most part, right?
Yeah, I think that's fair, especially Basic. And
okay.
I was really impressed with Antre Johnson, if it's possible, in a losing effort today. Mm-hmm. Or I don't know. I mean, the Green Valley kid, the quarterback, was unbelievable.
Chavez Lopez,
the receiver. He had a good game, too, two touchdowns. But all their receivers were great.
Green Valley could sling it, bro. They're good offensively.
Yeah. There's one other thing that bugged me, but I shouldn't even bring it up because I don't want to offend anyone.
Okay, because they're listening.
I know they're listening.
Okay.
Hold it back.
Take a deep breath. Tell me offline.
All right.
We'll debate offline if we should bring it up next week.
Okay.
Okay.
For sure.
It's
not really mean. It's just...
It is mean if you have to think twice about it.
Next week. Anyone mad.
Yeah, we don't want to upset anybody. How about my Las Vegas Wildcats? They're back, baby. Right?
Yeah, that was
they're back.
Impressive. I mean, they were up 35-0 at the end of the first quarter.
Woo!
I mean, that's insane.
Vegas rocks the house.
Yeah, Vegas did. They rocked the house. They just destroyed Foothill.
which had only given up 22 points the week earlier, including a pick six. So their defense really only gave up two touchdowns against a Utah team that was supposed to be semi-good. So either Vegas is really, really good, Foothill had a bad, bad game, or let's wait and see. But I think Vegas, baby, might be back, or at least halfway back.
Yeah, no, I'm certainly that was the most impressive part of this week, I think.
Dude,
I couldn't believe seeing that score.
Before you got here and before they smartly redid all the leagues, and I say that facetiously, there was the Henderson League, the Southeast, and then the Northeast. There was not one team in the Southeast that wanted to play Vegas in the playoffs. It was like, we need to finish in the top three because if we get the four and we play Vegas, we might as well just turn in our gear.
Well, I mean,
we have no chance of beating Vegas.
I was here for a few years of those leagues. I think for 3 years I was here for those leagues. And I think I kind of saw the end of that.
You saw the end of
it. The first year I was here was when Henderson won all four games.
I know.
And you couldn't believe it.
I know.
That's why I think I kind of have a – just to be honest, I think I kind of have a negative – I don't know if negative is the right word. I always think that Vegas isn't going to be as good as they are. I think it's because that first year I was here, you were telling me they're going to win the state championship. They're the best team in town.
I know.
They were massively disappointing.
And they lost to Foothill in the playoffs,
yeah,
right?
They lost to Foothill, a four seed in the playoffs. And ever since then, I feel like they've always been good, but not great.
Mm-hmm.
So every year, I don't think they're going to be that good.
Maybe I've built them up, and they've underachieved, is what you're saying.
Maybe this is the year they break through. I got to tell you, there's always one game, it seems like this time of year, where we're anticipate way too much and talk about way too early. And this year, I'm already making it. I can't believe we have to wait till November. Vegas and Canyon. I can't wait for that game.
What about Green Valley, Vegas and Green Valley? Where does Green Valley – you don't want to see Green Valley and Canyon?
No,
a rematch of last year's game?
I do, but Vegas and Canyon to me, from being here back – like the first few years I was here, Vegas was still like the establishment of that division, and
mm-hmm.
Canyon was the team that was like coming up, and there was like kind of a rivalry. To me, I feel like that's a bigger rivalry. I feel like Green Valley is going to beat both those teams and win the league.
I love
not easily, but I think they're going to win easily. I'm really interested in Vegas Canyon Springs this year.
I'm really interested in seeing if Vegas can continue it this week against Basic. I will tell our listeners we will do a top. We will redo our top 10 after this week's games, considering Palo and Arbor haven't played yet in the middle of September. Awesome job. We'll wait until Palo and Arbor play before we reset the standings, the rankings, for whatever it's worth.
Sounds fair.
Sounds fair. And download us on iTunes.
Yeah, you can go to Prep Sports Now on iTunes. I think there should be easy to find now. There should be a logo.
Yes.
That's what I heard.
Tell us what you think of our picture. We got a little cartoon sketch.
I don't know if I've seen it. I've just heard that.
Looks good. Looks good. It's when you had curly hair.
That was a while ago. My hair's really straightened out.
Yeah. Coach Earl downloads us on iTunes and listens. So shout out to Coach Earl for listening. And I guess before we move on, there was a little surprise in the Division 1A this week, and Truckee got destroyed up north. Truckee, the four-time defending state champs, 48-1. Haven't heard from Lake Tahoe guy in a while after the defeat. But I think that puts Moapa Valley and Mojave as two of the favorites to win state in the Division 1A. And what do you know they play this week? Mojave, who I think has all the talent and the athleticism, but shoots itself in the foot at least three times a game from what I could tell on Twitter, against Moapa Valley, the established power, which makes less mistakes and will have the home field advantage.
Yeah, I think it's absolutely crazy. We're, 20 minutes into the show now. This is the first we've mentioned this game. I feel like this game flying under the radar somehow. And I think this is the best game of the week. I mean, these are the two top state championship contenders. Moapa always is the best team in the South from the Division 1A. And Mojave is kind of the Johnny-come-lately. They've looked awesome the first 2 weeks. Ty Flanagan might be one of the best players in town.
He's a Division 1 kid.
Yeah. This is going to be a great game.
Here's the – everything tells us to like Moapa Valley in this game. The reason to like Mojave is, quite honestly, Moapa Valley doesn't do good against quick players, and Mojave has some quick players. So we'll see.
Why? Is it proven they don't do good against quick players?
Yeah, it's proven. No, I'm not making it up. I think it's I don't want to say it's
Didn't they beat like Legacy last year? They had some speed.
Yeah, but if you would ask Moapa Valley, and maybe I'm wrong, if you would go up and down to the supporters and the folks listening to us in Overton, shout out to y'all, I think they would say that they're worried about the speed.
They actually lost to Legacy 33-30. That was 2 years ago, though.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not as concerned with that as you might be. I mean, the last 2 years they've beaten this isn't a good example. Never mind. They beat up your favorite speedy team that you're always counting so much speed is Desert Pines. They beat them by more than 4 times.
I was at that game, and it took Desert Pines a while to wake up. When they did, oh, they were fired up. If you remember, this is the first time I saw a team that lost that felt better about themselves than the team that won, because Desert Pines came on late in that game. And I love Desert Pines. They're in the mix, baby. They score.
Yeah, they score.
Dude, don't tell me they don't score.
Another team you're perennially too high on.
Hey!
They're decent, but every year you're thinking the Colts penciling them in for the state championship.
Well, who else should I be high on?
Well, DP and Vegas are your two.
What about your boys, Virgin Valley, 3-0, slinging it around?
Well, they aren't really even my boys.
Levitt and Bowler.
Stupidly, didn't even pick them for the playoffs. And then the next day, I was like, all right, that's ridiculous. This team's
yeah.
really good.
Yeah,
3-0.
Well, pick time?
Sure.
Let's do the picks. We'll start with the Green Valley game. Shout out to the instigators.
We'll start with the Friday.
Oh.
And Crispy, right?
Well, we can.
Might as well go in chronological order.
Chronological little order on our pick, but the last game because it's on Friday. Go ahead, Gorman Crespi.
Oh,
it's okay.
Wow, my bad. I was thinking we were on Saturday again.
No, we're Thursday this week.
God,
Thursday.
It's throwing me off so much. We got to fix this. We got to quit with the non.
Hey, I'm one man. I suggest something. People look at me because Brewer might not agree with the politics of local high school sports. I think over 18 years, I've earned the right to have a small opinion.
All right, stupid mistake by me, but I own up to it. And
it's
just
okay.
Say I'm picking Gorman. I think they're going to win big.
I think this is the one Gorman national game where I think it should be smooth sailing, in my humble opinion.
All right, now your game. We already talked a lot.
And I
can't believe that you used the word fluke.
And go back to Gorman. Every time I see Randall Cunningham the second play, I get more excited about the kid. I love to see this kid run.
Well, you figured he'd get better game by game. I mean, he
yeah.
didn't have a whole lot of experience. Even
yeah.
Though he's one of the
yeah. And that was the thing. It was going to take some time for this kid to play a full game. So it is what it is. Okay, Coronado hosting the Gators, your Green Valley Gators, Instigator Nation, Case Instigator Kiefer against my Coronado Cougars this week. Here's why I like Coronado. I like Coronado for three reasons. Okay, one is they're at home. I think those kids are going to go absolutely crazy. Two, I think Coronado plays pretty good defense, as witnessed by what they did to Canyon Springs. Three, I think Coronado has figured out how to beat Green Valley. I think they figured it out. I think they figured out how to defend Green Valley, and I think offensively they keep evolving to where Green Valley can't catch them. I think this may be an upset if you put a line on the game.
Maybe an upset?
If you put a line on the game, it may be your Green Valley Gators favored by double digits, but I'm telling you right now, Coronado's alive, dug it, and they got a chance.
I'm going to show you proper usage of a word.
Okay, go ahead.
It would take a total fluke for Coronado to beat Green Valley this year.
Okay.
There's no way. They are not beating
Okay,
Green Valley.
Set a line on the game.
Listen, here,
set a line on the game.
Well, I'm going to get to my points.
Okay, go ahead.
I'll off your points that made no sense. Okay, but good. They're all right.
The defense thing makes sense, if anything.
You know how I said I think you hyped up the Henderson Bowl celebration a little too
mm-hmm.
much? Part of that was, to me, as soon as that game ended, those kids started thinking about Coronado because they're so angry about how last year went. Especially
I agree.
Christian Lopez, who I talked to, the quarterback, said that was the worst game I've ever had.
He was awful. God awful.
How bad I played.
God awful.
I can't wait to get this taste out of my mouth. I think the first words that Coach Castro, the coach, said was, We owe them one. I mean, all of them cannot wait to play Coronado. I think this is the game they looked most forward to coming into the year. So they're going to be fired up. Maybe Coronado will be too because they lost two games in a row. I think you're just underestimating this defense a lot. I mean, Basic put up a lot of points. Basha put up a lot of points. But Basha is obviously
a good team.
A really good team. Basic has the best player in town that we just said. And I think that the Green Valley has some defenders that you got to give a little more credit. Some really good tacklers in the secondary. One guy that comes to mind, Albert Lake, had a huge game. And there's some kids that I think you just would not give any credit because they don't look fast. They don't look like Division I athletes is all you ever like. But they have some kids.
Coronado has a whole team of kids that don't look fast and don't look like Division I athletes.
Just because they don't look great, you're going to say they have some kids that just don't fit your profile, so you're going to like it. But I was really impressed with one kid up front, Josh Santiago. I think had two sacks on Antre Johnson. How hard is that to do? When he got going, they got going. They have some players that you don't give enough credit for.
Nothing to take away from Basic, but that offensive line, inexperienced. How many times did Santiago get through, though? If you get through 50 times and you get two sacks.
He didn't get through 50 times.
Or whatever it is.
I
love how you shout out these obscure offense, because you were one of those hogs up front, defense, offensive linemen. So you always find some obscure kid that, like, I don't notice this because I didn't play football. I don't notice the guys in the trenches. I like the fast, quick athletes that catch. I like Alizé Jones.
I know.
All of a sudden, we've shouted out Josh Santiago, but we haven't shouted out a kid going to Oregon on the same team.
That's true.
Okay.
Crosby had two block field goals.
Crosby? Who's that? He's on the team? Tyrell Crosby?
Defense,
well, he should. Best player should be on the field 52
agree,
stamps a game.
He blocked a couple kicks. That kid's a beast.
He's
we
a beast.
We also mentioned our other all-son.
Varner?
Marcus Varner.
He had like 120 yards receiving, didn't he?
Well, I'm just counterpointing your ridiculous arguments.
That's okay. All I know is that...
You love Brad Talich. And so do I, but you just think...
You love him more. Well... Didn't you? Okay.
I think that's why you're not picking against him.
No. If we both pick Green Valley, what kind of fun would that be? Okay. I like Coronado. If you're looking to pick a live dog, you might as well pick a team that could actually play.
I got a live dog for you here coming up.
Okay, I know you do. That's a shocking live dog.
All right. Next game is Centennial at Arborview. I think Centennial has as good of a chance of beating Arborview as Coronado has a chance.
No way.
Why not?
Arborview is geared up and ready to play. First of all,
another kid we didn't talk about. They lost Larry Norman, who's tearing it up for Green Valley.
Okay. Jacob Speaks. That's all I got to say.
That's true.
When Jacob Speaks is getting the rock 20 times, Larry Norman was going to be the man, he wouldn't be at Green Valley.
You know, speaking of coaches, you know Dan Barnson. He's all about
five plays. He's got his five plays.
Yeah, but there's four guys going to get 15 carries.
Exactly,
so
four guys.
If that many guys are going to get 15 carries, you want one of them to be Larry Norman.
I agree with you.
He fumbled twice on the 1 yard line in the Green Valley. Both times they didn't recover.
Okay, you were talking earlier revenge. Green Valley, Chavez Lopez getting his revenge against
Santiago
getting his revenge against Coronado. What about the Arborview Wing T Aggies getting revenge against Centennial for the playoff loss?
Hey, I agree with you. I think Arborview's winning this game, but I don't think it's.
And I think they win big. Remember, Centennial, this is a shell of its former self. This is not the Centennial from last year. Arborview, baby, they just reload. I think this Arborview, remember, this is the battle for Canes. Who's going to get the right to go to Canes over there in the Northwest?
Bro, we didn't have the podcast this time, so I tell you, they go to that Canes, though. The day I covered signing day at Centennial Arborview, I went up there. I went to Canes to write and eat because I was hungry. And, who was one of the big kids that signed out of Centennial?
Trajan.
No, not Trajan. No, it might have been Arborview. Oh, Elijah George.
Yeah.
Elijah George shows up there with some buddies, and then there's a bunch of other
Centennial kids.
Like,
listen,
oh, this is real.
Bottom line, if Centennial loses, you can't go to Canes. That's Arborview's Canes.
Is that really? Does that really live up to that?
I don't know if they live up to it, but that's what they say.
I was the only person in there above 18 years old. It was all high school kids from Centennial.
Speaking of Canes, I follow Casey Hughes from Your Legacy Longhorns on Twitter. That dude goes to Canes like 5 days a week.
Breakfast of Champions.
Yeah.
Of Champions.
So there's another Canes in North Las Vegas. So if Centennial loses, you got to go all the way down to Craig Road to go to Canes.
All right, we said Canes so many times that the Nevada Department of Public Safety is going to get jealous. We're going to have to get a sponsorship from
Fingers. I think Arborview, if they could shake off the first game rust and jitters in the middle of September, because that's how we roll here in Vegas, I think Arborview wins pretty big. I like the Aggies.
I don't. I think it'll be a close game.
Okay.
But I think Arborview will win.
I think Centennial loses by more than Coronado loses.
No, you want to make a side bet?
Yes.
All right, $5.
$5.
That's probably bad. That's probably a bad bet on my part. But I'm high on Centennial. What about your boy, Toby Lopez? You've been talking about ball.
I mean, he's one kid.
Lance Worthington?
Best player on the field.
Exactly. You always tell me the best player on the field wins. All right. I'm taking Arborview, but only by about a touchdown. So we'll have the side bet. Centennial. I have Centennial. You have Coronado losing by less.
Cougars! All
right. Next game. Palo Verde and Legacy.
Okay.
What do you think?
Well, let me start this off by saying I was the one that picked Legacy for the top 10, a team that won 4 games last year. I love Casey Hughes. I love the quarterback number one, Williams, I believe. I think they're super athletic, and I think they're going to take second in the Southwest or whatever league they're in. Southwest, but yet they're far north. With that said, Palo Verde is steaming mad, Kiefer. They had a down year last year. We all know that there was some circumstances that aren't typical of Palo. Those kids worked harder in the offseason than they've worked in Coach Ross's tenure. He's been there since 96. I got that straight from the source, somebody who's been there with him, his son Parker, the quarterback. They're going to come out, baby. They're running a little bit of a spread in addition to what they run. They are going to make a statement. This is not just a game. This is like statement night for the Panthers.
Exactly.
Statement night. They
are running new stuff. They've never even done
bro, that they are going to destroy Legacy. They are so fired up and ready to go. They are prepared. This is Palo Verde. Palo that should have won like 3 straight state titles, except they couldn't get by Gorman, except they lost to Gorman every year. Palo is ready. Palo big.
All right,
Palo Verde.
The thing is, I'm probably overreacting because I definitely would not have gone this way if it wasn't for a week one's game where Legacy beat Hurricane.
Hurricane.
No, if you don't want to be called Hurricane, you're Hurricane.
Hurricane, okay.
All right, they beat them 34-14, who I think they lost to them in past years, or at least at close.
It's a good win.
Hurricane had beaten a ton of Vegas teams. I was really impressed with that. I look at this Legacy team. They have a bunch of veterans, especially up front, which is important.
4 or 5 returning offensive linemen.
Returning starters. They have a star in Casey Hughes. You know what this reminds me of? It reminds me of the year that they broke out and won the division. They beat Palo
7-6. Palo missed the extra point.
Cimarron.
Okay.
They built up to that for like years. They built up. Okay. I mean, I think they're actually a new school, but it was all these kids built up to getting there. I think all these kids have built up to getting there again. I think they're better.
You got my Legacy story open? Pull it up
sure.
Real fast. Yeah. Shout out. They got 4 or 5 offensive linemen coming back. Shout them out. Are they in the story? Read them off real fast.
You wrote about an offensive line?
I think I meant all 4 of them.
Zach Lurgett, Lugris. God, I'm messing
with Lugris, veteran.
Zach Lugris.
Veteran.
Matt Sink.
Veteran.
William Lloyd.
Veteran.
Josh Phillips.
Veteran. Four guys that have been there before. Guess what Palo's got? The same thing. Griffin Kemp. Michael Hughes Jr., who is a beast.
Hey,
quick and big and physical. Palo matches them up front. This is all, dude, All signs lead to PV Nation, baby. They might even stop off at the Canes on Craig Road on the way home
PV
to sell
Nation
it.
Did not even beat them very bad last year when I think PV was closer to the team they are this year last year than Legacy.
No.
Legacy is so much better.
PV Nation had some problems last year, bro. I'm telling you right now, big for PV Nation. We'll find out Thursday. Next game. We won't even bet it. We got so much action.
Flushing I can't. Down the sink.
Yeah.
Legacy. Matt, the Matt sink.
Okay, you got, just for the record, you got Legacy pulling off what you could at least agree would be an upset.
A big upset.
Okay, at least we agree on that.
At least double-digit upset.
Okay, okay.
Canyon Springs and Cheyenne. This one I think is pretty easy. I love the Canyon Springs defense. I've said that a bunch of times now. So they've been making a mincer last year. But
Cheyenne's having a hard time getting going. Okay, Canyon, I agree.
I was a little surprised the way you went in this one. Silverado at Foothill. Silverado did not have a lot to look up on last year, if I remember right, but they did beat Foothill. I'm saying that they're going to do it again. I mean, 61 points, that's a lot of points to give up for Foothill. I like Silverado to use their size to get a victory here.
Yeah, and I still think that Silverado is one of these teams that's going to be better when it's all said and done than they are right now. I know they kept it close a little bit with Liberty, and I wish I would have taped the game so I could watch it and have a better idea to conversate, but I'm still going to ride out Drew Dockstader one more time and see if the Falcons could sling the ball around against Silverado. They're not going to try to pound it right at them. So if they could somehow play a little defense, which when you give up 61, I'm taking the Falcons in the victory of the Bell game.
Yeah, I guess that's a good argument. There's no way they're playing as bad in defense.
You can't get much worse than last week. So.
All right, this is a game I was just completely torn on. Basic at Vegas. Like I told you, always my first reaction is to pick against Vegas for some reason. No offense to those guys. They've done a great job. I'm really high on them. But after seeing Basic, I'm kind of like, man, they're going to score all over Vegas. But then I'm like, doesn't Vegas deserve the reward for me to at least pick them once after that performance last week? So I'm going Vegas, just barely, though. I think this is going to be an absolute shootout. I think it's going to go over 80 points.
I agree with you on the points being scored. Vegas, I'm back on the wagon, baby, but I would love to see them have another big performance, prove that last week wasn't a flash in the pan. And I'll take the kitty cats all day.
Another thing that scares me is Vegas. I've heard from reliable sources that Vegas is having some problems in the secondary. And I'm telling you, Antre can throw the ball.
He can, but I don't know who's going to catch it. Kitty cats.
All right. I think it'll be close, but Vegas wins. Del Sol at Desert Oasis.
Tough to say. Del Sol had a big lead against Valley, gave it up. Dio, we know they lost some kids to Liberty. We don't even know what they have left. Dio's first game. I'm taking the Diamondbacks because I'm a risk taker.
Got to fix this in the picks right now. This is Del Sol at Las Vegas.
Okay.
I got to tell you, sorry for the mess ups in the picks weekly. But it is the hardest thing ever to put together. We're like have to be HTML/C++ coders to write this.
Yes,
and
I got a hard time powering on my computer, so Case does all the formatting. So shout out to Case.
All right, I'm going to fix that as soon as we get out of here. Bonanza at Durango. There's been some close games between these two teams, I think, over the last few years.
I tell you what, this week is full of close games. I think Durango, because it's their first game, I think they lose. I think Bonanza probably is the better team, and they're going to make fewer mistakes.
Yeah, I think Bonanza is going to have a pretty decent year. I'm buying into what
you drank the Kool-Aid.
Kevin Volchich is selling. I mean, I don't think they're going to be great, but
do you like
Soto? Had like 120 yards the first game. Then you have Taylor as kind of the change of pace. And if you have that one,
he's Dave Meggett. Do you like Kool-Aid? Did you drink it when you were a kid?
I never drank it too much, but I like it. I would drink you do. Some if you had it right now. I'm kind of thirsty.
So am I. It's like 5 cents for one of those packets. Yeah, it's ridiculous. Okay.
All right. Clark at El Dorado.
This is another game I was torn on because you know I like that change of pace back Clark has. El Dorado is supposed to be good defensively. I know they chucked away the cleat game against my Chaparral Cowboys. I'm going to give El Dorado another chance.
Yeah, I'm going to have to go El Dorado, but could be close, I guess. But El Dorado should win. On to Virgin Valley and Rancho. God, this is going to be an absolute blowout. Virgin Valley is the real deal, and to use one of your words, and Rancho is not.
I agree with you.
All right, next, Sunrise Mountain and Western.
Sunrise Mountain.
Sunrise Mountain.
Okay.
All right, interesting one here. I'm laughing because I still have the. Usually we do this off of a sheet, but I'm having the picks open right now. And I said that Pahrump Valley. I picked Pahrump Valley in an upset over Boulder City. And my reasoning are they're one of the most improved teams in the valley. And someone smartly commented they're the only team in their valley. That was the dumbest comment I could have made. But I think
it's okay.
It's kind of funny. I don't know. Boulder City scared me with the way they just got absolutely cremated by Mojave.
Which allegedly is a state favorite now.
They are a state favorite, but still last year that Boulder beat them, right? Or mm-hmm. they were at least evenly matched
This is a home opener for Boulder City. Prump's got to travel in, which, of course, they're used to doing because they have to do it every week. I think, you know, the community is going to show up. I think it's going to make a difference. This is one of those old school 3A games. I like the Screaming Eagles. I might regret it, but I'm picking the Screaming Eagles.
I think I'm already regretting my pick. I don't know. He had to go with an upset somewhere, although I already went with Legacy. They are the most improved team in their valley, that's for sure.
And they are one of the most improved teams in Southern Nevada, too. Listen, they beat Shap, which is no major accomplishment, and they hung with DP, which I guess is an accomplishment. You're probably going to be right on this. If I'm the coach of Boulder City, which I'm not, I'd give the ball to one of their kids that's one of the better players in town, Xavier Still, and I'd see what he could do. See what happens.
Yeah, okay, if you gave me the foreknowledge to say Xavier Steele's going to run the ball 35 times in this game, then I'll switch my pick. But
okay.
I just think they're going to be try to be more.
Maybe we should set a prop bet over under on runs for Steele, 15.5. That's a good prop. Okay.
I don't think he ever goes over 15.5. Seems like he has like 8 to 12 every game.
That's a good
go
point.
Under, but if they go over, I think they probably win.
Okay, give the ball to Xavier. Okay, next game.
DP at Valley.
DP, I need you. I love DP.
I think it's going to be pretty close.
I don't. I think DP rolls them.
I like Valley.
I like Valley, too. I love Marcus Sherman.
You got a couple D1 kids on that team.
Mm-hmm.
You got Marcus Sherman, a great coach.
Couple D1 kids. Am I missing somebody else?
I thought there was Noble Hall and some other guys.
Noble Hall's the only one I know.
Hey, Noble Hall from San Diego State right now, by the way. God, they're looking rough. I watched them.
That could be another W for the Rebels. Scarlet and Gray every day. Rebel pride.
Hey, remember when you called? Yeah, we don't even need to talk about you.
Rebels suck right now.
Yeah, they're pretty terrible.
I went to UNLV. I love UNLV. I think it's a great place. I think you'd be crazy not to listen to UNLV, whoever the new coach is going to be.
True story at the Green Valley hit the Henderson Bowl. They didn't announce the score until it was pretty late, and it was like 42-6 or whatever.
That was pretty
early. I was standing on the sideline with the people I was standing around, I just started laughing.
Yeah.
Pretty much sums up the feeling.
Listen, Central Michigan's got a third-string quarterback they're going to play Saturday. They got a chance.
They do have a chance. All right, Mojave at Moapa Valley.
Game of all games. If this game was here in town, I'd probably go see it. But it's in Overton, and I won't be able to make it.
Yeah, we got too many phoners. But, I kind of wish it was here, too. Can we, relocate it?
Yeah, we talked earlier about Mojave's great player in Flanagan, Mojave's speed, and we also talked about Mojave that makes mistakes. I would give the edge to Moapa because, A, it makes less mistakes, and, B, I think Mojave's got a chance to go to state, and I was texting with Coach Delgado and telling him after the Truckee game that they've really got a good chance to be in the state finals. I don't know if those kids are ready for a big-time game yet. And I think they're going to be better no matter what happens on Thursday because they played in a big-time game. If this game is played at the end of the year, maybe I would take Mojave. But I just think the fact that the game's at Moapa, Moapa's going to make less mistakes, and Moapa's been in a big game before, that they win.
Sounds good to me. Despite me thinking we had high school football on Saturday here in town, and other than UNLV, Central Michigan, which we mentioned, what else is going on in town Saturday in the sports world?
The Mayweather fight.
Mayweather fight. Okay, exactly. Now, part of the reason why I am going to pick Floyd Mayweather against Canelo Alvarez is because Floyd Money Mayweather, he's the king.
Get money!
You have to show me. I mean, he's the champion. If you're in doubt, you go with the champion, the guy that's won 42 times in a row or whatever. That also applies to this game. I don't know really who to pick, but the reason I'm going with Moapa is, to me, they're the king of the lower division Southern Nevada football. They're the champion, even though they haven't won a state championship in quite a few years. But still, you got to show me you can knock them off before I can pick you to do it. Okay. So I was really tempted to go with Mojave, but I think Moapa has deserved the benefit of the doubt.
So Mojave's Canelo Alvarez.
Yeah, Mojave's Canelo Alvarez.
All right. Cinnamon Mojave. Okay.
Is it cinnamon chocolate or something?
Cinnamon is Canelo,
oh,
I think.
Just cinnamon?
I think Canelo in Spanish is cinnamon.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know Spanish. So
I allegedly know Spanish, right. But...
Final game is Cimarron at Sierra Vista. They're both playing their first game in mid-September.
You know, I have no clue on this game. I'll be honest with you. I picked Cimarron because it's Cimarron against Sierra Vista, and it's Sierra Vista. But I said earlier in the year that Sierra Vista is going to take the three in that league. I like John Foss, or Voss, the new coach, however you say that. And it is what it is. Liberty's off this week, just to let you know.
Yeah, I noticed that in my picks. I was like, oh, did we forget their game? But no, they're just off. I got Cimarron, too. Don't have much to add. I think that about does it for Prep Sports Now.
Sun standout. Send us your photos.
Send us photos. Download us on iTunes. I got to get out of here and go pick up some canes after that discussion. I'm going to wear my seatbelt all the way there. Zero fatalities. Nevada Department of Public Safety.
Woo!